With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act in response to unrest in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As protests against ICE officers in Minneapolis continue, the president said he may have to deploy the U.S. military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement. In a social media post, he referred to protesters as insurrectionists and ICE agents as patriots. The Insurrection Act is a rarely used federal law, but the president threatened its use after a federal officer shot and wounded a man who had attacked the officer with a shovel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran continues its efforts to stifle dissent. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As Iran's crackdown on protests continued, the government closed its airspace to commercial flights for hours without explanation, as tensions remained high with the United States. International carriers diverted flights north and south around Iran, but the closure appeared to expire and several domestic flights were in the air after 7 a.m. on Thursday. The airspace closure comes as some personnel at a U.S. military base in Qatar were advised to evacuate. I'm Karen Chemas.
Federal prosecutors are investigating a major betting scheme involving NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. The investigation has implicated 26 people, including over a dozen college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games. Prosecutors say gamblers recruited players with promises of big payments for underperforming. The fixers then bet against the players' teams, defrauding sports books and other bettors. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 292 points, the Nasdaq rose 58. This is SRN News. A new report on America's pastors.
It comes from the Barna Group, which has been studying the mental health of the country's Protestant clergymen, and it reveals that most of them enjoy strong marriages. 76% of pastors tell Barna that their relationship with their wife is solid. However, the poll also finds that nearly half of all Protestant clergy say they often feel isolated, and just a third of them say they have someone outside of their church or their marriage in which they can confide. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorneys general has filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize that male and female are the only two immutable sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states that they must certify compliance with President Trump's executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funds. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest level in more than 3 years.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.06%. Rates have been easing since late last summer. That helped boost home sales and home loan refinancing last fall. Still, the housing market remains in a deep slump. Sales of existing U.S. homes were stuck last year at 30-year lows. Economists generally forecast that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6%. This year. I'm Alex Vega.
Taiwan-based TSMC, the world's largest computer chip maker, says it plans to increase its capital spending by nearly 40% this year after it reported a 35% jump in its net profit for the latest quarter. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up 292 points, the Nasdaq gained 58, and the S&P 500 up 18. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.